imagine the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike. They've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM on your dot. I am Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly. Oh, my goodness. Happy 4th of July again to all of those families out there and veterans and families of veterans and all that good stuff, Rod.
Yeah, this is one of the best times, right? We get to celebrate. We get to be with family. God has given us a great country to be in. Mm-hmm. And listen, I just want to get right to our guest. Is that all right?
Because
Charles,
we've been waiting.
I've been waiting for this to get together with Charles and hear about his life. So, Charles Kappelman, we are so glad to have you in studio today. Welcome.
Absolutely. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You get all choked up.
Get all choked up all of a sudden.
We get choked up too, so.
Right.
So we want you to be able to just share your heart and your story. So I'm just going to ask you to share. I know it started way back when in radio and the armed forces and things, and bring us up to date.
Well, the Lord's been good to me all my life. Mm. And the first 5 years of my life, I lived on a dirt road in the mountains back in the western part of Virginia, in a house that had no running water, no electricity, none of those things, no radio.
Wow.
And to go from that to be out here and had the job that I had and have had the church jobs that I've had is just amazing. So the Lord's been good to me all my life.
So it started in radio.
Yes, I did my first radio program when I was a Boy Scout at age 12 years. I got hooked.
Oh, great.
And then I was in World War II, I volunteered as an aviation cadet, but they did not have the attrition they expected. So I wound up going to radio operator mechanic school at Biloxi, Mississippi, after which they sent me to Roswell, New Mexico. I was there 2 or 3 years before the other aliens got there. And I tuned up radios in B-29s, and I was there the day, July 16th, 1945, that the first atomic bomb was exploded.
Wow.
Los Alamos.
Wow.
And the tower operators at Roswell saw it, thought there'd been a plane crash, so they checked in. There was something new called a PL, a telephone, that tied together all of the towers in the Western Flying Training Command. They checked in with Hobbs, New Mexico, which was west of there, and they said, no, it was west of here. And about 8 o'clock that morning, a teletype came through, something new called a TWX, that said that an unmanned bomb depot had exploded, but don't worry, nobody was hurt. So everybody relaxed. But it was 2 weeks later when we found out what it really was.
Wow.
So it was very interesting. But it was at Roswell also. One of the men in my barracks worked at KGFL, which was the local radio station. And I used to go to work with him and watch people twist the knobs. And I really got hooked on radio then.
That's where it began then.
That's where it began.
What year was that, Charles?
1945.
Wow. 1945. There's some radio listeners for you out there, that's for sure. There's some history for you. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5, and we are in studio with Charles Kappelman, one of the top radio people, probably in television now, people in the world or in the industry, and without a doubt. So you were how old at that age then, Charles?
At which age? 1945?
1945.
I was 19.
Wow.
So. Couple of years ago. Now, I know that this leads to CBS and a whole career in radio and television and that. So I'm going to push the timeline forward a little bit and bring you up to CBS. And how did that all get started?
Well, many times when you think something is an absolute disaster, it turns out to be the best thing that could ever happen to you.
Right?
And
that's the truth.
When I was a local station disc jockey in a 250-watt ABC station. I wanted to go to a big station, a 5,000-watt ABC station. But they gave something called an audition, and I didn't know what that was. So I went to the biggest station in the state, a 50,000-watt CBS station, and asked for an audition, and they laughed at me. But they gave me one, and after that, the 5-kilowatt was a piece of cake. And they said, well, we may have a job in a couple of weeks. We'll call you. So a couple of weeks went by, and I got a call that said, hey, do you speak this HEP talk? And I said, well, sure, doesn't everyone? They said, well, kids your age do, but I got a bunch of 55-year-old Westbrook Van Voorhees types. He's the guy that did The March of Time that people saw. And could you do a program of race records and progressive jazz? I said, well, sure. So they said, well, come on down. We'll cut a disc and send it to the sponsor and see if he'll buy it. Well, it turned out it took me a half hour to realize this is the 50,000-watt CBS station caller.
Nice.
So I went down, cut the disc. They sent it to the sponsor. They didn't have any better sense than to hire me. So I went from the smallest station in the state to the biggest station in the state.
That's great.
And they put me on a program late at night called Jughead's Jukebox.
Nice.
And then that sounded pretty bad, so later they changed it to In the Groove.
Oh, nice.
And I played what were called colored performers. Black was a... was not a good term in
not
those
a word.
Days. And so there was a brand new thing called a tape recorder that cost the same as a new Chevrolet, $1,040.
Oh, my goodness!
When colored entertainers would come to the Market Inn Social Club in Richmond, I'd go out and interview them, and my wife would run the tape recorder.
Wow.
Bring it back to the station. I'd play the tapes and then play the records.
That's great.
And this went on for 3 years. Meanwhile, there was something called television that sounded like it might be coming along. My wife encouraged me to go back to school. William and Mary had a branch up in Richmond, so I enrolled in that. 3 years later, in 1951, I got a degree in theater, dramatic art, and speech.
Mm.
And I went, Northwestern NBC ran a TV school in Chicago, so I went to that and got a job at a radio station. And it's pretty funny. In philosophy class one morning back at the William and Mary branch, I was half asleep because my program was in the middle of the night. The professor asked me a question, answered him, and just stared at me. And I said, well, is that the wrong answer? Wouldn't talk to me. Went over and looked out the window. So after class, I went up and said, I don't know what I said. He said, oh, don't worry about it. I said, well, no, please tell me, because obviously I offended you, and I don't want to do it anywhere else. He says, well, it's nothing. He said, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I turned on the radio, and there was a guy playing this wretched music.
Oh.
I know it wasn't you, so don't worry about it. It's okay, fine, out the door. So that was a lot of fun.
And the wretched music was jazz?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, all progressive jazz.
Yikes.
But back to the thing about something you think is a disaster turns out to be well. In order to check out this school in Chicago, there were only two TV stations in the state of Virginia, one in Richmond and one in Norfolk. I went to the one in Norfolk to check out the school. They said, no, it's a good school. Go ahead. The last day of the school, I got a call from them. They said, we got a job open as a director. Do you want it? And I said, yeah. Well, when can you be here? I said, how about 9 o'clock Monday morning? That was the total negotiation.
Wow.
So I went. And the first Sunday night I was there, I was director, the network went down. It rode all four networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Dumont. And the microwave facilities coming down from Richmond broke down.
Oh, my. Wow.
So they put me on the air playing Snyder telescription, something today we'd call music videos. So it went off so well, they gave me a program in the afternoon and a man in the gutter program to talk with on radio. And just as this got started, I got recalled to the Air Force because I had an ROTC commission. And I thought that was the worst thing that could possibly happen. In turn, it was the best thing. That's what got me out here. I helped build the Air Force's first television production unit at Lockheed Air Terminal in Burbank.
Wow.
And we bought three post office buses. One of them was the control room. The other carried the equipment. The third carried the personnel. Then we toured what I call the Hominy Grit Circuit, the South. I showed them how to make training films by kinescope recording. And one afternoon at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama, I directed four training films on air traffic control.
Wow. Mm.
And it was just, that was a whole new career.
Wow. You are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And I am Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckenhouse and Monique Donnelly. And we are in studio with Charles Kappelman, who is, without a doubt, as you can hear the story, is one of the most amazing talents as far as radio and television that there is in this business. And the history goes on. I would definitely want to get into more about your military stuff as too, especially this being the 4th of July weekend, to all those veterans again out there that that have served our country, like Charles has, and like myself and like my father and many, many others. We thank you so much on this Independence Day weekend. And but I would love to know more about your career and where do you go from there and so on and so forth.
Well, the wonderful thing about the military was I met some wonderful people in it. Mm-hmm. And in touring all of these bases and meeting the people, it was just wonderful. And it certainly was much better than going to Korea and fighting over there.
Absolutely.
But it was such wonderful experience. And the military did so much for me. I really appreciate it.
Being this July 4th again, we're going to take you out of this segment, in fact, with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And Charles, if you'd be so kind to stay in with us for this next segment, we'd love to have you stay in for the next segment of Worship Factory. And so here's Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly on this 4th of July.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
That was Monique Donnelly on KKLA 99.5 FM.